Shant Lila in Krishna Nikata Modi. It's written that at the conclusion of the sacrifice to Cupid, Radhashyam performed the auspicious Avabrita Bhat. What is this?
The different ones, different functions, after different vratas, different fasting, different vratas, different fasting, that there's a part of the concluding functions, rituals that are done, is you take a snan. It's called avavrita. I forget what that word means in Sanskrit. You know what that word means? Have it, you can look it up. A-V-A-B-H-R-T-A, avavrita. It's a concluding bath to conclude a vrat. Oftentimes, kings and queens will observe some vrata, some fasting for 2 weeks, or to get a son or get a kid or something like that. And the last thing they'll conclude the vrat with an avavrita bath. It's a Vedic ritualistic bath to conclude a vrata. What's the context? Who's doing that?
It's written at the end of Nishant Lila in Krishna Nikata
Modi. I think it's just a metaphor.
Yes.
It's just a metaphor. As one concludes a vrata with a vrata bath, Raya and Krishna conclude their lila with a kiss and a hug or something. I don't know what it was. What does it say?
Charming divine couple then return to their individual homes and sleep for the
remainder
of the night.
Well, maybe they both bathe in Yamuna. It means bathing in a sacred river, Ganga, Yamuna, Radhakund, etc. Kaveri, Godavari, Saraswati, Sindhu, all those sacred rivers.
Because of the naturally affectionate quality of Maladini Shakti, Radhashyam delights the eyes of the gopis' friends. Therefore, even the dangerous walk home is another pleasure excursion for the divine couple. At the conclusion of the sacrifice to Cupid, Radhashyam performed the auspicious...
The conclusion of a sacrifice means some vague ritual, some brata, some sacrifice, gomeya yagya, ashwamedha yagya, then the king and queen, or the judgerman, the priest organized an avavrita bath. It's a ritualistic bath that concludes a ceremony, basically. A yagya, a puja, a vrata.
So they bath in the Yamuna?
Yeah, why not? Could be Pavan Sarovar too. Could be Manasi Ganga. Could be Radhakund. Sometimes they're Rasliya here at Radhakund at night. I mean, they bathe Radhakund at midnight, 1 o'clock.
In summer,
they say. Whatever season they want to be, it'll be.
In winter,
No, it could be January, but when they bathe, it's summer.
Six season forests.
I mean, everything's going by Yajritsaya, by Krishna's sweet will.
Do they have Januaries in Gokul?
Yeah. January, February.
Or Januaries.
Yeah, I don't know. They have their own way of telling the names of the months. Names of the months are named after Vishnu. Tilak marks. Rishikesh, Madhav, Madhusudan, Damodar, Tilak marks are 12 months. They're all names of Vishnu. Damodar, Rishikesh. Damodar is, of course, the name of Krishna in Vrindavan, but it's also a name of Vishnu. Damodar. Madhusudan, Govinda is also Vishnu now. Krishna and Vishnu. Narayan, Vishnu, Vamanaya, Tamadraya, Sri Raya, Rishi, Vasudhanaya, Sri Kramaya Nama. Om Kishwaya, Om Vasudevaya Nama. Bunder in a tree. Okay, wake up right there. So, Bunder in a neem tree. Oh, he's on. They eat the neem fruits. It's called neem goli, they're very sweet. The fruit is very sweet, I taste it. Parrots like it and monkeys like it. It's like monkey mangoes. Mangoes for monkeys. Neem goli. The skin is bitter, but inside there's a seed and it's surrounded by some fruit, like a regular fruit. And it's very sweet, like a raisin. Tastes like a raisin. It's honey sweet. So they go crazy on that stuff. They eat for about an hour, then they start acting like crazy monkeys. They hang upside down with their tail and flip here and there and break all the branches. It's all a big circus riot. Question? Frederica, is there anything else besides us that got to live in your life? Okay, that's really good. That's the way to go. No Bhagavad Gita, no Bhagavatam. No Upanishads, no.
One hour. But almost I like to read the Gitas of the Bhagavatam. Much, much.
Huh?
I like much the Lilas of the
Gita in Bhagavatam.
The Gitas, then we eat the Gita.
Okay, carry on.